Hello, beautiful people. You are listening to Everything and Anything by Julia White. That is me. I'm your host. This is the second episode on the good, the bad, and the ugly, College Decision Edition. Let's do it. Haha, good morning, everybody. Thought I'd just add that little snippet in there. I absolutely love that song. It is one of my favorites, but I thought that I'd put it in there just to wake you up a little bit so you could be on my level of excitement for this episode. And first thing we're going to talk about is just kind of the steps that I went through when I was just kind of applying to colleges and making, then in the end, we'll kind of talk about the decisions and all that kind of good stuff. Okay, so the first thing you kind of focus on when you're applying to colleges, and the first thing you ask yourself is, well, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? Like, what do I want to study in college? Do I want to go to college? Am I going to go to trade school? Do I want to join the military? And all that kind of stuff. So for me, I definitely knew that I wanted to go to college, and making the decision as far as what do I want to do with the rest of my life, that is a super big question that honestly 18-year-olds should not be in charge of answering at that point. And that's why I kind of like the idea of going to college, because you have 4 years and pretty much 2 years until you actually have to make any kind of real decision, but you just kind of pick something going into you're interested in. But something that I would definitely recommend is that pick, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 possible majors that you think that you could be good at, you think that could be successful and that fit your life goals and whatnot. So for me, as of right now, at least, I know that I want to work in the medical field. Not necessarily as a surgeon, but either as like a PA, which is a physician's assistant, or as a PT, which is a physical therapist, or as like maybe a nurse, or I don't know, maybe a pharmacist or something like that along those lines. And so I know that I have to go into college and get my undergrad first before I can even focus really on any of that kind of big stuff. So for me, I knew that I want to be majoring in either like biology, chemistry, biochemistry, all that kind of good stuff. And then at the same time, you should think about like a backup plan. Like, okay, if I go to college and say, okay, I suck at biology, or I can't make it through the chemistry classes, or I'm just not interested in it enough, then have other things. Like, okay, I'm also interested in like marketing and potentially owning my own business one day or stuff like that. So just make sure that the colleges that then you look into have those programs. So make sure that it has, in my case, like a bio program, a chemistry program, and like a marketing and business. And luckily, a lot of colleges have those, but just make sure that you kind of think about that. So yeah, that's what I've got to say about that. Okay, the next question you're going to have to ask yourself is, where do I want to go to school? Okay. And there's a lot of different factors that go into where you want to go to school. And first thing you should probably think about is, where can you go to school? Like, if you're failing all of your classes, obviously, well, that is, you probably won't graduate. But say if you're like a low C average student, you're not going to get into Harvard. And so my point is, you have to kind of figure out, where's my bubble? Where's my range? Where am I going to be a good fit? Like, when you go to school, you're going to want to be in a place where it's pushing you and you're still feeling challenged, but you don't feel overwhelmed to the point of where you're going to drop out. Because then, well, game over, you lost, you're working a dead-end job for the rest of your life, and you're constantly going to be thinking, well, what if I went to a different school? What if I went back to school? What if I had finished my degree and was actually had the drive to finish it? So just don't put yourself in that position. That's my point. Other factors that you're going to want to consider when you're asking yourself, where do you want to go to school, is cost. Obviously, actually, no, we're going to talk about this later, because the sticker price on a lot of schools is so not the reality of what you're going to end up paying. And I've learned this, and it's been a hard process, because you look at these schools and it's like $60,000 a year. What? That's not real. How would anybody pay for that? Only millionaires go to that school. Yeah, it's complete BS. Sorry. But it is, because they'll give you like $30,000 with the scholarships, and then the government probably is going to give you some kind of loans. And if not the government, then you yourself can go get yourself your loan and get yourself an education. Darn it. So don't let a cost of a school stop you from at least applying. If once you've applied, once you've received all your financial aid information, and then you realize, okay, I can't go to this school, fine, rule it out. It's not the end of the world. But don't let the cost stop you from at least letting it be an option. Okay, so the next thing that you're going to want to think about when trying to figure out where to apply to for college is location. Do you want to be on the beach? Do you want to be in the mountains? What do you want the weather to be like? Do you like it when it's sunny? Do you like it when it's rainy? What kind of weather do you succeed best in? Do you go all wacko and crazy if you don't see the sun for more than a day? Good things to think about. For me, for example, I like the sun. And at first I thought, well, maybe I would like it if it was a little cloudy and blah, blah, blah. Also, just so you guys know, I applied to like 12 plus schools. So there was a lot of different things that I thought I could be interested in because I'm a pretty well-rounded person. So anyways, that was kind of more of like a final decision that I helped rule out other choices, but I would probably recommend thinking about that before you apply, because if you can rule out a school beforehand, then that's just one more school that you don't have to apply to. Anyways, for me, I like the sun. Colorado is a great place for me because 360 days or something crazy like that, probably not that crazy, but most of the time the sun is out, even if it's like 30 degrees, and I love that about Colorado. For you, if you hate the sunshine, if you love the rain, okay, maybe Seattle, maybe Washington, maybe parts of Oregon. Maybe that's more your thing, and that's totally fine, but think about it. Another thing that you're going to want to think about when you're trying to figure out where to apply to is the competitiveness of that program you're going into. If you're like a 4.0 badass student with like super good SAT score, fantastic letters of recommendation, all that kind of good stuff, good volunteer hours, you're like Harvard, Yale, Cornell, bring it on, let's go. I'm going to be like the best doctor in the world. Fantastic, good for you. If you're not on that level, say if you're like 3.0 average SAT score, but you're still really interested, just Google what are the best schools that you can get into for that program. For me, I really liked using niche.com. I'm probably saying that wrong. It's like niche.com. And you can sort through all sorts of schools based on your SAT and your GPA and what kind of programs you're interested in. You can also search for like the best colleges, like the best dorm rooms and like best party scene, best Greek life, if any of that kind of stuff is super important to you. You can also look at schools for like the best value. So I would definitely look at niche.com or niche.com. I'm really not sure. I probably should look that up. It doesn't really matter. You get the point. niche.com, my dudes. Look it up. That will really, really help you. Okay, so once you have all that figured out and you kind of have a good idea of who you are, what you want to do, where you want to go, what you can afford, what you can't, might not possibly afford, but you want to go there and you want to apply anyways, just to check it out, figure all that stuff out, put it all together, put in a little pile, write it down, do whatever you have to do, and then... start the application process! So, the first thing I would do when you're starting your application process is open up the Common app. Try to not use it on a phone or an iPad or an Android or any kind of handheld device, because the Common app hates that stuff and it's just really frustrating. And you're going to be starting your application and then something's going to go wrong and you're going to have a mental breakdown like I did. So just avoid it. Just don't put yourself through that. Okay, I'm saving you here. Listen to my words. Open it up on a computer. And I know it's weird because it says like Common app. App not as app on your phone, but app is an application for college. Huh, who would have thought? Okay, so say you have a list of like, I don't know, 5 schools you won't apply to. Go into the Common app, set up your account, just put in all your information, and then you can search schools. And it's either going to come up or it's not going to come up. If it does not come up, that means that they do not support the Common app. That means for that school, you have to go onto their website and fill out a separate application. But most of the schools that I have applied to are in the Common app. So go on and then you'll have to click this little red plus button, which means to add it to your list. You'll add it to your list or add it to your dashboard, I think is actually what it says. And then go to your dashboard and you'll have like all your schools there that you're going to apply to. And then at the top, there's a little button, like a little option button at the top that says My Application. Click on that, and you could probably, I think it probably took me, like a few sessions of sitting down. Like, I couldn't do it all at once. So I would recommend get it done as early as possible. Take your time. Because for me, what took the longest to fill out was your, like, co-curricular activities. And then also, some schools require that you physically enter all of the classes that you've taken and all the grades that you got for those classes, which is really just a pain in the butt because it takes so much time. Anyways, so yeah, so what it takes a lot of time, but you'll still be able to get it done and all that kind of good stuff. Things that you're going to need to fill out that application, I'm pretty sure I needed my social security number, I needed all of my parents' information as far as where they went to college, blah, 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 whatnot. Also, do your FAFSA early. It opens October 1st every year. That's how it goes. Get it in because it takes probably about 2 weeks for any of the colleges that you want to send it to actually reach there. So just do it. Get it out of the way. That's all I have to say about that. Just do it early. Anyways, so fill out your application on the Common App. Boom, done. Yes. The hardest part for me are all the essays that are involved in applying because a lot of the questions are pretty stupid. I'm sorry, but they just are. And for me, at least in my own personal experience, I feel that I have not been taught very well on how to write an essay, especially a personal essay that isn't formal. Like, I can write an essay when it's like, blah, 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 support with evidence. It's like, okay, evidence, here's my book, here's my page number, this is why it is, because it says so, okay? But when it's like, tell me about who you are as a person. Tell me about a time that you really struggled and what you did to overcome that. I hate those essays. They're so mushy. There's so much fluff. I am not a fluff writer, okay? I will give you the facts. I will give you my reasoning that I believe that. And I will, that's just how it works. Thesis, support, evidence, blah, 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 all that kind of crap. I got it. But when I have to be all fluffy and happy and blah, blah, I just can't stand writing those. So prepare yourself for the fluff write that you have to do. Anyways, the positive stuff that I have to say about that is you really should take the time to write your personal essay. Because if, say, your GPA and your SAT scores don't reflect you well as a student, take that time to express who you are as a student and what you need to be successful, because that is important for the school to know. And if, say, you didn't do well your sophomore year because of X, Y, and Z, maybe talk about why you struggled and how you overcame that and how you were able to do better your junior and potentially your senior year. So definitely take the time to write about that kind of stuff. And make it interesting. I mean, think about it. These admissions people just read applications for a very, like, it's a very big part of their job. So make it interesting. Like, you want your essay to pop. You don't want it to be like everybody else's essay. For example, when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to write about, I was like, well, maybe I should write about how I've torn my ACL, have had a fractured foot, had to have arm surgery, like, all this kind of stuff, all these kinds of physical obstacles that I've had to, overcome. But then I was thinking, it's like, I don't want to be in the health boat of people writing about essays because you know that some kid has cancer and, like, you can't compete with cancer. Sorry. So instead I wrote about, like, just who I was and how I wanted to grow really in college and how I was planning to bloom not only academically but socially and how I was going to push myself out of my comfort zone and all that kind of good stuff. Because college is like, do you hear that, right? Yeah, I got in. It doesn't matter. Take my advice. Don't take it. That's what I did. Okay, another really, 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 really important part of the Common Application is that sometimes colleges have writing supplements. Okay, I did not realize this, okay? I was stupid and didn't read everything, read all the directions, be a smart person. So, fun little story. It was free application day, and I'm like going through, so proud of myself, I'm already submitting stuff, blah, 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 and I get to CU Boulder's application, and what's this? I have to write a whole new essay? What? So that threw me through a loop, and I didn't get to apply for free. In fact, out of all of the 12 schools that I applied to, that was the only freaking school I had to pay to apply to. Kind of stupid. But, yeah. I know. So just pay attention. Sometimes you're going to have to write an extra essay. Yeah. Another really good thing to think about and just kind of to remind yourself is that if you don't want to pay $50 per application, I know I definitely didn't, call the admissions counselor. And a lot of the times, if you just kind of say, "Hi, my name is Julia White. I'm applying, and I was wondering if you had an application fee waiver that I could use," or maybe not so annoying like that, but you get my point. If you ask the counselor, I would say probably 70% of the time, they were like, "Yeah, sure, no problem. Here it is. Enter it." There's a little spot on the Common App to put that information in, and then voila. So yeah, do your applications, my homies. Okay, so you have all of your good stuff. You have your transcripts, your letters of recommendation, your application is all filled out, your personal essays, any writing supplements, your SAT scores, everything. You've got it all jumbled up, and you have sent it off. Ta-da! Wonderful. I'm so proud of you. You should be proud of you. Let's go. Life, making steps. Yes. Future. Voila. Okay. The next part is my least favorite. I cannot stress to you how sucky and horrible this next part is. This next section of the whole college application, college decision, jumble of whatnot, is the waiting section. So if you are like me, you send out most of your applications in November. But guess what? Hi, people. You don't hear back sometimes until like January. Some schools are really good about getting back to you in like December, whatnot, maybe even like early December. Gotta say, shout out to CSU. They were really great about getting back to me. But I waited for CU Boulders until like, I think it was like January 15th or something ridiculous like that. And that's the worst part ever. You just check your mailbox and you walk back and forth and back and forth and back and forth every day after school. Or you're checking your email and you're refreshing and refreshing and refreshing and there's nothing you can do and you feel so helpless. But all I can say, take a deep breath. Life will move on. You either will get in or you won't get in. Okay. A great thing to do during this time while you are waiting is to focus on other things. If you do sports, really just spend your extra time focusing on that sport, working out. Just make yourself busy, because for me at least, having that downtime and having the time to kind of let your brain go wild is just so stressful. Or you can go and try to visit some of these schools. That's a really good thing to do, because I waited until I heard back for a lot of these schools. But honestly, once you hear back from that school, you should just know, like, this is my top school, this is my second school, this is my third school, voila. And I wish I had more of that kind of a situation, because narrowing down schools for me was the hardest thing to do, probably. And I don't think you need to apply to 12 schools. I definitely wouldn't if I did it again. But anyways, who cares? Visit schools, focus on other things, hang out with more friends. Just kind of distract yourself from the whole college thing for that next month to like 3 months maybe. Yeah. Another great thing that you can do while you're waiting is listen to some music. Maybe a happy song. Maybe a throwback. Okay, hopefully you get my point. Anyways, I hope that this has kind of helped. The waiting is definitely the hardest part of the process, because you're completely out of control. But once you get those letters back saying that you've been accepted, it's a fantastic feeling. And then, honestly, then it's up to you on what you really want. And at the end of the day, you have to listen to yourself, because you're the one who has to go to college. You're the one who is going to be there for the next X amount of years, and you're the one who's going to put in the work. And I'm really excited to go to college, because I just love learning. Learning is like an exercise you can never get too old for. And for me, when I learn something, I just love creating images in my head and making connections, and it kind of makes this new land, just a part of me, and I absolutely love that. And you know, I'm definitely nervous for college, because being in a class with like that many students and that kind of stuff is definitely a little bit scarier. But I know how to take notes, and I know I can get help if I need to. Personally, I am a visual learner, so hopefully the PowerPoints will be helpful. And you know what? Good luck, you guys. College is great. College is stressful. Hoping it's great. Also, I have narrowed it down to two schools, either CSU or CU Boulder. So I will reveal that in my next podcast. Stay tuned for my next episode. I love you guys so much. Go out into the world and make a positive impact. Peace out, my dudes.